When I'm down on my knees, you always pick me up, turn me round. So I try to do the thing I know you want me to when you're around. Take me high when I'm low. So baby, there's one thing I need to know. You're my twin soul, twin soul. There's only half of me left when you go. You're my twin flame, not playing games. Tell me, do you feel, tell me, do you feel the same?
I'm down, feeling bad.
Remember all the good times that we had, 'cause we gelled together well. I knew it was good, baby, I can tell. You're alive, mind is gold. I don't wanna ever let you go. Oh no, you're my twin soul, twin soul. There's only half of me left when you go. You're my twin, not playing games. Tell me, do you feel? Tell me, do you feel the same? I wanna know. I wanna know. I wanna know. Yeah, I wanna know. What can I do to get through to you? With her back in every way, I'm drawing a line, but things will be fine if only you feel the same.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of speaking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro Smith, the founder of this wild and crazy show and the one person that believes that we all need to be wild the most. I want to tease all of you that are listening in today. This is a special show on Saturdays. What's going to happen is you guys that are on the phones, hang on, we'll be getting readings. We will be limiting the time, but you'll be able to get a reading with us today. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there at 773-897-6461 because today I have two phenomenal ladies. The topic, as you listened into, is going to be a little different. We all know that the big fight is there a twin flame? Isn't there a twin flame? Well, I want to read you a few little emails, and it's going to give you a clue of the two phenomenal hostesses that I've brought in today to handle this. One is brand new, and you guys will be meeting her for the first time. Another is one of our hard hitters who you love dearly and have wrote to me many times to have Amy touch this subject. One of the emails I have right here right now, I would love to know, is there really such thing as a twin flame? I have been with this man for 20 years. I don't think he's my flame. I think he's my dud. Every time I get into a very intense thing in my life or a position or a career, he comes in and splashes it. I want Psychics Gone Wild to tell me, is there twin flames or not? Jethro, I'm looking at the situation in my life. Every time I have asked about this, you guys have shown a show, but you haven't really got down and dirty. I want to have Amy Kavanaugh talk to me on the radio and let me know, if my husband that's on the other side, was he my twin flame, or was he the one that was maybe the candle lighting my way to what I'm, to who I'm dating now? Whoa. I've got emails like this continually. Continually I keep getting these ones in Psychics Gone Wild asking that question. And we know that a lot of individuals don't even believe in a twin flame. And then what is a twin flame? So with a little bit of introduction here, I'm going to introduce our two ladies, and then we're going to discuss this topic. And then you guys on the phones, we've got about looks like six callers. Don't go anywhere. If you do get out, come back, and we'll take that question with you, and you'll get a psychic reading. Our first person is, you guys know her as the Phenomenal Mermaid. We know her as our medium and strong psychic and just our great friend from the over on the Atlantic coast there in Jacksonville. Atlantic has a lot of positive energies, and Amy is one of those individuals. Amy Kavanaugh, how are you doing today? Okay. We are going in with the energy, and our other person that we have here also that today is working.
Oops, I was muted. Hi.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're on Skype. Skype had to do it. I can't do it over there.
I was muted because I had a little bit of background noise. But, yeah, I'm doing great, and this is fun to do a Saturday show.
Welcome.
So, was I supposed to say something about twin flames?
We're going to talk about that, and we're going to bring in your other cohort here right real quickly. All of you guys that have come in, this is a new reader. This is a medium clairvoyant angel card reader. She has done a columnist and worked with Bell Spirit magazine. She's just a fun person. When she did the interview with me, the thing that I love the most is her angel said, this one needs to be with us. And I just thought, you know, she's fun, she's positive, she's here. Her name's Candy Emery Potter, and we're going to call her Candy. Candy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm so happy to be here to share with everybody. Thank you for having me, Jethro.
Thank you. And they brought you in on a strong show, Candy. This is, the twin flames have been a lot of arguments, and so we're going to go right into that subject. And I love it. We've got a lot of people writing in there going, this is positive energy. I can feel it already. So welcome to the family, and let's just start right out how we do it. Amy, yes, they want to talk about the twin flame. I read a couple of emails there. Tell us a little, in 5 or 10 minutes, how you feel with the twin flame, and then I will turn it over to Candy, and then we'll take those phone calls with people who've got questions today for their reading.
Well, what I see the biggest problem is that when we try to wrap words around spirit, and spirit is a realm that operates without words, and words sort of create barriers and boundaries as opposed to really sometimes they're a hindrance instead of a help. And I see a lot of people using the term twin flames to justify staying in bad relationships or to justify stalking people and just not using it for their highest purpose. There's certainly soul groups, and there are certainly people that we have past lives with and things like that. There's just depth. But a lot of part to the twin flame, everyone thinks that twin flames are just going to be in some constant embrace, and you see these pictures and they're just goofy, and it's not like what it is at all. You know, I've talked many times on the show about, you know, how I really got involved in all this is when my husband Keith died. And interestingly, last weekend I went to an astrology class and I did my birth chart, but then I did Keith's death chart, right? And based on the date and time and place of his death. Now, somehow or other, the way, you know, how the astrology, I don't know that much about astrology, even though I sat in the class because there's so much information. But the way it all charted out, I was on one half of the circle, and then he was kind of on the other half of the circle. And if you put the two chartings together, then it kind of looked like what it usually looks like on an astrology chart. So I was like, wow, maybe there is something to this. Maybe there is something where, souls split and soul, you know, and they bifurcate and things like that. So, yes, there are deeply connected to. But that doesn't always mean, and it means that they're going to bring forth a lot of lessons, but it doesn't mean that you're just going to be, walking on the beach hand in hand and in a constant embrace and having great sex and all this sort of stuff. Usually when you are with someone, whether it's your twin flame or someone from your soul group that you've got this deep connection to, there'll be a lot of volatility. There'll be a lot of volatility because in that volatility are all of life's deep, deep lessons that we've been sent down, that we've signed up for, you know, that we came down here to work out in this lower energy. So the caller or the emailer was asking about someone that they had been together for a long time, and I didn't quite get the point that when that he was sabotaging things or what, you know.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, they were cutting you out and muting you, and what they were saying was that the individual was pretty much everything in her life. Every time she gets up to an opportunity, he does something to shoot her in the foot so she doesn't get it. She's asking, was that a normal thing for a twin flame to do, and what does Amy think she should do with him?
Well, I think that you need to. I think you need to examine it. I need to examine what is it? What is the sabotage? You know, what is the sabotage? Is it that this person is trying to keep you down, or are you veering off in the wrong direction? And this person, you know, are they bringing you back to center? But it's difficult to say. But one thing that I know for sure is that just because you've wrapped this word twin flame around a relationship does not mean that you are now supposed to accept unacceptable behavior, whether it's emotional or, you know, verbal or, you know, abuse, or if it's just someone who who's not in a partnership with you, you know, that you don't need to, you know, it's not like a prison sentence where you're trapped with this person. You can change the dynamics. It's like dancing, you know. One person's doing the tango, the other person's doing the cha-cha. Sooner or later, someone's going to have to either start doing the cha-cha, someone's going to have to start tangoing, or you're going to have to create a new dance.
Love it.
It really needs to be an equal exchange of the energy there.
Yeah, so we have got a hot topic. We got a lot of you guys coming in. Hang tight a little bit. The room's a little short in cash today. Our wonderful Jan's probably napping, and she gets to. She works very hard for us, and we love her dearly. Also, DC Love helps, and I think that she had some things today. We've got a topic today on Psyche's Gone Wild about the twin flames. Is it real? Is it not? What should we do with them? Are they hot? Are they a dud? Should I touch them? Are they what we want? Candy, what is your opinion, and what do you feel about this twin flame idea? Do you have a twin flame?
Well, I think I have a lot of twin flames because of the soul group that I came in with. There, you know, there's a lot of lessons I've been learning, and, you know, every day there's something different that you need to learn from a person. And my husband, he's a very good person. We've learned, we've grown in 15 years, but I've also had other people in my life that have also been like my soul people that I've learned lessons from. They've learned lessons from me. And I just think it's an everyday learning lesson that you get from people. You know, that's my take on it.
We got a question here right off the bat. Amy, can a twin flame be an animal?
I don't know all the answers to that. People, we resonate too. I have heard that people come back as, you know, sometimes we manifest as animals, sometimes we manifest as trees, anything that has life. So, yes, definitely, definitely. People have very deep relationships with their animals. Sometimes they're much deeper than the relationships that we have with fellow human beings. So,
good.
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm new to the show, Jethro, and I've been listening in. I want to make sure, how do I get a hold of you guys? PsychicsGoneWild.com. And actually, Candy Emery will be on today. My professionals are working with it, getting everything up there. Those of you know, my girlfriend loves to write it. She was so excited. She likes to sit down, and she was so impressed with our new Candy that she's putting it out. But unfortunately, we've got, like I said, we've got a lot of things happening here in Tampa, but it will be up today on the site, which you can get me and Amy there. One thing I'm going to ask here real quick is, Candy, we've got a lot of energies asking about the angel cards. Can you tell everybody, we know you read them, can you say what type of deck, or do you prefer to let that be a surprise?
Oh, I have two different kinds. They're both Doreen Virtues. One is Angel Therapy, the Oracle cards. They're very lovely. I like them. And then I also have Healing with the Angels, the Oracle cards by Doreen. And they really talk to me, and I get messages through them. I tried like a regular tarot deck, and there was nothing. I couldn't read anything through them.
Good. And I love it, you guys. Hang on today. Now we're going to go wild. Now, when we go wild is what we do is we're going to talk on the phone, do a free reading for you for a time here that we're going to give out to what we can do. And we also are going to be giving away a prize. So go to psychicsgonewild.com. You have to give me your snail mail. I'm psychic, but I can't find you if you don't give me the way to send it to your mail. We never share any of this. This is our way of saying thank you. And we do occasionally with the email, I will send you, like today, we had a Saturday show, and 125 people found out today that it was on. I had a person write me today and go, Jethro, you brought Amy in. I'm always up for that. I love the comments. If you don't, you know, want that, then just tell me, Jethro, don't. What we do is we go wild and we give you a prize. Today we've got some beautiful prizes. We had a friend of ours over here that says, I think Amy is a mermaid and Jethro obviously is Merlin. I've seen the pictures and you make me laugh all the time. This is from a rock store over here in Tampa that's just started on Coyote Moon, and he's giving away, we're going to have some shark teeth for you guys. There's original shark teeth that will be in there. We've also got a piece of howlite, which works with your energy and your guides, with a piece of goldstone. Goldstone is the stone that is a man-made stone, but it works with endurance and bringing in manifesting in your life. Those are the prizes we've got today, and we will be doing it. You don't have to say anything today because the fun prize is we just woke up and we're having a fun weekend. Put in. Any of you guys who put in the box, I've got yours there. I always pull it and do it again. Our winner of the most right now is Maddie. She has won 3 consecutive times in 3 years. So, you guys, you can just keep winning. So, keep putting in and keep going. I did have a thing, and I apologize to bring you a little downer. I don't want to be downer, Debbie. But those of you who got the CD and the DVD of Jethro's bloopers and crazy moments in the California, there is something wrong. Please know that I've taken all of your names of you three, and I will be sending you a new one. I just got with someone here, and they're going to do a new DVD, and we'll redo. I will give you the bloopers, and because you guys got it, I'm so sorry, in the mail. What I will do is I will also send you Jethro's Working with Your Balancing to Balance Your Chakras Free. It's a free prize, and I know some of you were so bummed. I was bummed to find out something happened with the manufacturer, and I didn't check all of them. I will check these. These will be done by my friend here, and you'll get those in the mail. So let's go wild. Speaking of wild, I'm going to start off right off the bat. Let's grab 781. Let's have some fun, 781. How are you this morning?
Yes. Hi, this is Bryn. Calling.
Bryn, yay, you rock, Bryn. We're on that topic, and I know that a lot of them are calling in, Bryn. I apologize. Did you have a specific question that didn't relate, or can we talk to you about Twin Flame?
Well, I have a specific question about something else.
Okay. Sure, we can give you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have, you know, over the years felt that I've delayed a lot of things in my life in terms of specifically that I'm here to teach and, you know, teach, and I'm not quite sure what, because I do foot reflexology and massage therapy and artwork, and I just been falling into kind of like a, like I said, dumping on myself about, like, I'm way off my, I guess, quote-unquote schedule of teaching, and I want to see when, like, get an idea of what and when I would be teaching, or am I, have I blown my thing?
Amy, are you picking up any energy? I know you're using your cards there, and then we'll go into Candy first, you guys, and we'll just do it that way, and each lady can give you, Bryn, what they're feeling, and thank you for calling in. It's good to hear from you again.
Thanks. Thanks, Jethro.
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm using Doreen Virtue's mermaid cards, and clearly you are here. Clearly you are here to teach. But each of us as a teacher is also a student, and sometimes it's hard to find the balance. What the cards are telling me here is that you're sort of in a building phase and an accumulating the knowledge, but the challenge here is to be in the, sometimes we just get so caught, especially you know, on the earth plane, when we're so dense, we get in this the ego tells us we're not smart enough, we need to know more, you know, we need to know more, so that that we go too far over into the learning realm when it's supposed to be a give and take type of thing. What the mermaids are telling me is that And also what's another thing that's happened is this whole field of study has gotten a little overpopulated and, dare I say, a little stale. And the cards are picking up as that as well. They're saying that you're very, very artistic and that to revitalize your – they want you to come out of the gate with something a little bit something a little bit different and something that's come from this most recent knowledge gathering, whether, you know, whether you were actually studying or whether you were just going through life's challenges. Pointing out your very important life purpose involving communication, but you're allowing your insecurities to hold you back. So really, it's fine. You know, life is not perfect. Science isn't perfect. None of this is perfect. So, well, it's good that you're, you know, not just out there all ego. You know, I know it all. Come to me. Going to need to just sort of blurt and babble and get it out there. They really want you to take a new spin on it, and it's gonna be something a little bit more artistic. You know, it's just gonna be something outside the box that's going to focus on the body work that you do, but it's going to be the body work with some sort of twist, and that's going to come to you. It's already come to you, but I just urge you to just pay attention to the messages, you know, because it's going to come to you in just the, you know, in an otherwise ordinary moment in time. It could be on a billboard or a television commercial, or something like that. So really, let go of this insecurity. Let go of this need to be perfect, because life is not perfect. And once you do let go of that, the floodgates are just going to open. It's just going to give birth to all sorts of new experiences, helping you better define what your vision is for healing, taking it to the next level. And it's going to help people understand this who historically just didn't, it just wasn't resonating to them. The final card is a really, really powerful card. It's very, very attractive and strong and tan, male, and you are a builder. So it's really build on, you know, take your ideas and let them be more than ideas. Build on them. Spread them, and they're going to gain momentum. But the biggest thing that I'm getting from right now is that you're just holding back for fear of wanting to be perfect. And like I said before, nothing's perfect. So just take those ideas, run with them, and share them, because the universe needs them.
Okay. I don't feel it's time. Do you think it's time yet? I'm not getting the time.
Yeah, it is. That's the point. It is time. It is time. Okay. You're that not is thinking time. It's time. Is your insecurities and just wanting it to be, you know, this quest for perfection, and the perfection, imperfection is perfection. You know, the imperfectness of it is what's going to really resonate to people, because it's going to seem very human and very real, and it's not just going to be some high in the sky psychobabble woo woo talk, for lack of a better term. So I mean, again, you have to find the right cadence, but right now you're holding back too much. Right now you're holding back too much. So you go out of the gates, and you may go out with a little bit too much, and then you rein it back in a little bit. But it's very hard for people who do spiritual work to understand that it's still okay to have an ego. It's okay to promote yourself. It's just a matter of balancing it. The ego is a very important tool, and so many light workers just try to squelch their ego, and as they squelch their ego, it really impacts their ability to market themselves and to communicate their message, because they try to just be humble and modest, which are also good qualities, but it's a balancing act. It's a balancing act. And the only way you're going to find the perfect balance is you're going to have to make a couple of mistakes. You know what I mean? You're going to have to perhaps come out and get a little too strong and then go, ooh, wait, I didn't like the way that sounded. So I'm going to rein it in. But it's an experiment. But experiment with it. But definitely they want you to take these things that you're thinking about and get.
Hello? Did Blog Talk act up again?
I guess so. I was unmuted. I was listening, and then it said unmuted.
You just, like, disappeared from the thing.
Wow.
Is Jethro even here?
Yes, Jethro's here. We just had a little bit of a miss. Can you hear me? 256.
Yes.
We just went ahead. We've got us working together. We went, and Amy went into quite a bit of time, and it just lapsed. What happens with Blog Talk, and that's why we've been having our work, is we're trying to give out as many readings as we can. Kim, would you like to have a question for our reader, Candy?
Sure. My question is, I just want to know, like, the timing of my movement to another place.
Okay. And just give me a second here. And how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Cool.
Okay. I pulled the heart chakra card for you, and it's telling me that the answer is you're seeking is in your heart right now. Be open to giving and receiving love. I'm feeling that. Oh, around the end of May will be a good time for you. I see you moving by some water. Are you thinking about moving someplace where there's water?
This is Atlanta, so unless it has a lake or something.
Yeah.
I love to be by water, so.
Yeah, see, if you find a place that's near some water that you're really going to thrive there. And I just see a lot of good stuff happening for you in the summertime. If you get around the water, I see a lot of outdoor things, getting in with nature. Oh, I just a good time.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up for you. Jethro, do you pick anything up well?
Oh, yes, I do, and I want to go here with the angel. And let's do this real quick. And thank you, Kimberly, for calling in. I apologize to some of the people that are contacted today. We've had a lot of complaints about us going real long with time. We're limiting that down to the individuals. This is Psychics Gone Wild, Jethro, and this is Candy. And, Kim, I'm feeling with you that there's another change happening there. I'm seeing there's some other work going on with you, and that's also really working out to your advantage. You are going through a transition there, and what they're telling me, but it is with your work. I'm seeing the butterfly there. I'm seeing the other energy with that transition, and they're telling me that you are going to be doing I feel like a different part of it. You've just reached a point where you're not really ready to do the whole change, so I think in a couple months is what I'm getting, Kim. That's what I'm feeling very strong there. They're also showing me your ankle or something hurting. Something's going on with your foot.
Yeah, I've had some issues. I have plantar fasciitis, so I sometimes, since I don't have an arch, it kind of bothers me.
I'm feeling it here, and I you know, it's just I'm very intuitive, very empath, and I feel that energy through the phone. And I would suggest some work with some of the. We were talking today. You need to put in Psyche's Gone Wild with those stones, especially the howlite and some of those. They work very strong and resonate to the bone structure. Calcite works real good with it. I know from my rec and surgery, I would hold it, work with it, and I have all my facilities back where all conditioning medicine said I wouldn't get it back.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Calcite. We love you, Kim. We're heading on. And me and Candy are going. We got Amy back. I apologize to you guys, but the phones are going so crazy. We'll take the next caller. Amy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Could Amy? I've got a caller here, and we're going to just take turns with it, really. And I apologize, you guys. It just Blog Talk has went crazy. Hi, 570. We can hear you.
Hi,
you guys having a good time? Hi. Does Mom know you're on the phone? Okay. What is
And I have
to
talk.
This is DC's grandson, Xavier, and he's your biggest fan, Jethro. It's DC.
Good, you got me, DC. You scared me to death. Oh, God, you made me laugh. I thought this kid had grabbed the phone and was out ordering McDonald's or something. This was good. Yay. Hey, Ken.
Wild with us, Jethro.
He wanted to say good luck to Candy on her first day.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you.
And he wanted to say hi to Amy. Say hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, dear. Thank you for calling in. That's so sweet of you.
He just had a pop. But you know what? He listens to Psyche's Gone Wild in the archives because it's on a little too late from it. He said, except this is like the perfect time because he's awake.
Excellent.
So,
Jethro,
he's one of your biggest fans.
I'm so glad. Yes, and thank you, DC. And, you know, we have a show that Amy's going to do this, and this is a good time to do it, and I'm so glad you guys called in. Amy's going to be doing this on Saturdays. For those of you tuning in, tell your friends to come in. It's a time of the day there. I know a lot of you guys are emailing me. You're like, Jethro, you're rushing us. It's not that, you guys. What in fairness, I'm doing the board. We're getting to do it. I'm working with Candy New. We're going to be bringing in people. Amy has the power of she'll be having a couple of you guys on. You guys asked us specifically to have Gary and Amy on together. You've asked to have some other people come on, and we've even got Mystic Haven from Mondays. That's where DC is. She's going to be on periodically. We've got Linda from Tuesdays. We've got Jan. And what Amy's gracefully done is Amy's going to be doing this Saturday topics and talking and reading. So thank you for calling in. And we love it because this gives everybody a chance to hear us.
Thank you. We just wanted to let you know that we are listening, Jethro.
We love you. And, you know, you brought up a good topic. Have everyone write in to us. I've heard a lot of you wanting the afternoons brought back. You said Tuesdays is not enough. Monday and Wednesday used to be afternoons. And if it's okay with you guys and you write me, if that's what you prefer, that's what we'll do. I know that one of our favorite people is Curious Times. They're in the room today, friends of Amy's and other Warren. And I know they're on a little later. So I want you guys to listen to both shows. So if we can complement and you'd rather hear us on in the afternoon or like this, Psyche's Gone Wild is wild, and we'll do whatever makes you happy, right, Amy?
Yep,
but
that's one thing we do is we just mix it up. We mix it up. Wouldn't be wild.
We've been on every day, and I laugh. I had someone tease me once. They said, you and Amy are the wild ones to bring it in. I said, I can tell you honestly out of this, you guys have asked me for many years, what is it with it? Amy's not only my reliable, strong reader, but Amy's the one like that, and she's just very biased about working. That's what we love about her, and we go by the fans. The fans right now are doing this, and Candy's in. Candy, we've got a question here for you on an email. Candy, you've been working this week. I've seen you on Facebook, and I'm really wondering, do you really want to read with a group of people who seem to always change and act like they're upset? I've called in a couple of times on Psyche's Gone Wild, and I've yet to have a happy reading. Oh, really?
I have never seen that on Psyche's Gone Wild. It's always a happy bunch.
Sorry,
I haven't seen that.
I know, me too.
That's why the angels called me to come to Jethro. I mean, they're the ones that told me to go seek out Jethro.
We love it. And, you know, DC Love, those of you know, she's our wildest, crazy one. DC, we got you still on the phone. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
I've got to write this gentleman, and I want to thank you. And I did have someone write to me the other day, and this is another email on the other respect of it. I listen into Psyche's Gone Wild. You never give me enough time. I can't help it. I'm addicted. My husband told me if I don't stop sending out your number to people on Facebook, he's going to close down the computer and hang up my cell phone. I don't care. I'm in love with the show, and every day that I listen makes me feel better. From Agnes in Nebraska. Very good, Agnes.
Wow.
Agnes, for you writing that, I'm going to send you a free email. And I do this periodically. I apologize to you guys that are doing email readings with me. I am a little slow. Right now I'm looking at Friday. You'll be able to see the email. The quickest way to get into me is the phone. Get on the site and schedule in. But I'm going to send you, Agnes, a free one through the email, and I will do that for you. Like I said, it'll take a little bit. Be patient with me, especially when we're given a gift. I know that people get excited. Just know that I have someone helps me with it. Ramona's back in action, and she's going to be helping me. And now my friend Ben is on Facebook. So if you guys do go in there, you guys have friends helping. So we love you. I got to tell you, the other gentleman, I got to tease you. I want you to please send me that show in archive or whatever you have, because I really don't believe you. If you called in and we were really crazy, yes. If you called in and Linda Irwin was out in the stars being delirious, yes. If you called in and Amy was being intense, yes. But hey, really. Hi, how are you?
Hi, baby.
Well, we're going right on, DC. We love you. Stay on there. We know we'll be hearing you on Mondays and some other surprise guests we're going to be bringing in. We are the Gone Wildest. I got to tease you, that's the funniest email I've read yet in the 3 years I've ever read. You've got me intrigued. Going on, I have an email here. Amy, I have listened to you on the show before, and am I correct? You always have been able to work with the mediumship, or did it become stronger after your husband passed? My father just passed, and now I'm hearing things from the other side. Is this normal?
Yes, it is normal. First of all, I want to talk about that. First of all, I want to go back to that email. I want to say something. You know, there's a lot of this idea that it's negative. The thing that we do on Psychics Gone Wild, and the thing that any good light worker or medium or psychic is going to do, is we bring forth the truth. So if it's not always like a sugary sweet up with people, whatever, you know, it's the truth. But with that said, yeah, I mean, I guess I was always intuitive and empathic, but when my husband died, it was just a crazy experience. I sort of participated in his death, which in what I would now call a shared death experience. I felt him going through his life review. I felt this whole energetic shift after he went through his life review, and my life has never been the same since. Same thing when a lot of people have brain injuries or are in car accidents or things like that. We all have these gifts, and then sometimes we go through and we have a trauma, or we have some sort of tragedy, or you know, just something that shakes everything up and serves as an awakening. That's why it's really important to see that, you know, there's things that happen in life that are really sad and really bad, you know, that we call really sad or really bad, or, you know, but there's two sides to that coin. I'm not saying to go, oh, great, my dad just died, this is like the coolest day ever. But once the sadness lifts, there's gifts that come with all of our struggles as well, and it's really important to lean into them. So I think I would have just gone, if my life had just continued blissfully along and I didn't have all these major hiccups, I wouldn't even have cared. I would have been so busy in my little ego world and vibrating and bopping along in my and I would have missed all this. So that, you know, there's always gifts in us.
Yeah. You're fine, Amy. We love you. We got this going through the energy, and it's real high today. Candy, looking at the angel cards, I have worked with the angel cards for 6 months. Now I have applied to Jethro 4 times. He never picks up my phone. He politely sent me something, and then the last time he didn't send me anything when I asked to have an answer. How do you feel about reading angel cards over the air? Because I don't feel that we should read them through the radio, because we're offending the archangels by bringing them into a respect. Can you tell me what you feel about this? Am I correct that my card should be kept private?
Well, actually, I believe it was a gift that was given to me to share with other people. And the angels have been asking me to do this, and I have been seeking out my path, and they are the ones that are helping me along. I don't think,
I love
me,
that.
It's offending anybody.
And I thank you. And my retaliation to you, Rhonda, is that I have interviewed with you, and I thank you, and I welcome you to go do your own show. I also positively do a teamwork, and my guides told me that Candy was here. So, and I don't have time to do that. We were talking about that earlier before the show. I love all you guys. If you guys understand and compliment, I have someone helping me write stuff with it because I read 5 to 7 times a day here. I have 3 books I'm putting out. I'm putting out a CD. I'm also opening a rock store here in Tampa and still having time for my son, my 2 grandchildren, and the love of my life. So that's what happens there. And I do apologize to you, Rhonda, but in the same breath, I also knew that Candy rocks. I love what Candy just said. If you're going to hide it under a bushel, how would the angels do that? In my respect, when you wanted to do this privately, if you were going to read, I don't know how we could get you through the radio, but you wouldn't do that. So I thank you, Candy. We're getting a lot of the emails. They said to get rotten and rowdy, and we are. 502, you've been waiting here wondering, what is wrong with these people? Let me in. You're in, 502. Let's do Psyche's Gone Wild.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
We're running through this phone like a llama. Can you hear? I'm not even breathing, girl. Who are you? And let's do it.
My name is Debbie, and I just want to ask a question. What's coming up here in April for me?
Ooh, Amy, she wants to know what's coming up in April here, and then we'll, and in fairness, Debbie, we'll have the next person go on with Candy. We're going to share it so we can get people in, and thank you for being patient with us.
Thank you.
What the mermaids are telling me that now is a time, I don't know if this makes sense, because, you know, we talk after we die, before we reincarnate again, we talk about a thing kind of called a life between a life. But we have those in our life, our earth life as well. And you're sort of between chapters. This is really a time of contemplation. But the problem is that when we're provided these opportunities to rebuild and contemplate, Sometimes we can lapse into depression. So know that the universe created this time, especially for you, so that you could connect with your guides and angels and kind of redefine a couple of things. They really want you to. They have great, great things in store for you, but to reach for those, that you've got to. They're not going to just give them to you. It's not just like, you know, here it is.
Yeah.
You've got to specifically ask for it, and that's what this time is for you to define specifically what you want. They're saying that you're really confused right now because you know there's so many options. And that's leading to indecisiveness and inaction. But it's good that you're not making decisions quite yet because you do not have all of the information. So don't try to avoid being frustrated or depressed, and use this time as a gift to truly refine to the universe exactly what you want. No wish is too grand or out of reach. You just have to ask for it. So hopefully. But sort of makes sense of every. I think that it is going to go a little bit into May, and then mid May, as summer starts, opportunities and things are going to start popping up, and they're all going to be the direct result of this downtime.
Thank you. Well, you're loving it, Debbie. Keep us informed. Thank you for getting in, and we'll see you in the energy because they're telling us that. And I also see love is in the air for you in that June in time. So they're telling me there's another person or something else that still hasn't called or handled the energy, so you're going to be getting that. We love you. Thank you for calling in. Definitely stay wild. Keep going with us. We're going on to our next caller here. You're going to see us do what we call a jam-pack energy, and that means that we're going to grab the next caller up is 5-6 Fun. I hope you're ready for some psychic fun with Candy Emery Potter. How are you doing, 5-6-1?
Good. How are you doing?
Totally wild, hanging on to my Saturday like a scared man that doesn't know what seatbelt to grab next. This is Jethro and Candy, and would you like to ask our wonderful Candy a question where she can read you with the cards?
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just looking for work and want to see what you see about a job coming up for me.
Thank you. And can we get your first name?
This is Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. The guys will give us permission for her to do that.
Yes, thank you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm tired.
Okay.
I woke up with a backache. I don't know. I see my energy pretty depleted.
Okay. With your job, I'm seeing that, around the end of May, you're going to find something that you're going to really like. And I'm also being told that you need to bring some music into your life, like some music and movement. And I'm also seeing Archangel Michael coming in for you. And if you give it up to him and ask him and tell him your intent and ask him, you know, please help me find a job that I would like, they will help you with this. I also see that if you do a lot of journaling, it will help you to get out, like, your emotions and things. And maybe, like, make a box and put your wishes in it and then go through, you know, like in a month or so, go through it and see how it goes. And I really, at the end of next month, it just seems like everything is going to be taken off for you. I see a lot of good things. Yeah.
Very stagnant for so long. It's totally depleting.
Yeah.
It's getting to me.
Yeah, I think this is why they're bringing up the music and, enjoying life and going out in the nature. It just, it will get all this stagnant out of you.
You know, kind of walk by the beach. Yes, and
you know that
the music resonates to each chakra, whether you're doing March work or you're doing energy to ground that energy. And a lot of people do Bach, those kind of energies. You said you were going by the ocean. The ocean actually works within the yellow there and the solar plex with the energies of it. A lot of times you'll feel that resonate in your tummy and the water there because of 90% of our body with water. Lisa, I really feel the blessing with you. The guide said that what they're doing is they're clearing it. It's a frustrating, like the caller before, they're putting you in that transition and you're going to be able to work with this at such a level. Do me a favor, listen to some guitar music, some really good, loving, like a good Latin lover music, you know, that kind of song or something where you feel that wing, 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 that beautiful positive C notes, and it will help this energy become faster and you'll get the job quicker.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We are going wild, and we've got all you people going in. The phones just went on another level. We just had more people found us. They're going, where's Amy? Amy's here. And 678, you get to be the wild one to talk with Amy Kavanaugh. 678, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you? My name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, we're rocking, and you got a question for our wonderful Amy. I got someone right. You're going to love this, Elizabeth. You wrote in. They go, I like Elizabeth, and you wrote in. I picked up the phone, and you said, I'm Elizabeth. That creeped me out. I'm like, do you have fans too or something? That was wild. I'm like, how did they know? Now they're on Facebook and they're being psychic. It's our job. Okay, scare the psychic. Now Jethro's ready to go night-night. Elizabeth, what do you want to ask our wonderful Amy? That tripped me out.
Okay, hi, Amy. I want to know is, the relationship that I'm in get better? Or I won't say get better, but is there a future for me?
Got it. Hold on a minute here. Okay, they're asking you to have the mermaids are asking you to have patience. To have patience. What happens a lot of times in relationships is that the two parties aren't at the exact same place at the same time.
They're also asking you to expect miracles. So I don't know if it sounds to me like this person isn't quite holding up their end of the bargain. I get a strong feeling that that this relationship is going to change, and it is going to change for the better, but it's going to require
you having sort of a change of heart. I think that you, the cards are telling me that, I'm having such a hard time with words today. It's really important for you to establish your sense of self and heal some of your abandonment issues. And not that needy, but if you become more self-sufficient in your heart, you're not going to be expecting as much out of the relationship. And at that point in time, you're going to be able to enjoy the aspects of the relationship that are solid. So I don't know if that totally makes sense, because I'm really not as articulate as I'd like to be. I guess it's because it's so early this morning. But it's not really the relationship that that needs to change, or him that needs to change. But if you really focus on your solar plexus chakra, wear a lot of yellow, and look in the mirror. That's what I tell people to do. Look in the mirror so that you know who you are and what you look like. And it's not like, oh, look at me, I'm so pretty. But none of us know who we are. None of us even know what we look like. So spend some time looking at yourself in the mirror, really focusing on your sense of self. And that, in turn, is going to shift the energy of the relationship, and it's going to bring forth a lot of healing. It's going to take a lot of the pressure off of the relationship, and it's going to be like a new relationship in a matter of about 60 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Love you. I got a lot of calling. Amy, you've got your fans riled. They're writing me from New York. We've got people over here in California, and 6 people writing from other places that are telling me Amy needs to do the longer reading. If these people don't like it, then they need to listen to another show. I've had it with people telling me that, Jethro, one time you're too fast, then you're too slow. What do they want from you people? Leave Psychics Gone Wild alone. Let Amy read as she does, and let Jethro do what he does. If they want to have a different type of reading, when it's flowing and it's really a strong reading, you need to go with it. We need to respect the guides. I love what Amy said before. Why would we go to the guides and ask for should we get paid or get laid? She's doing it for you people to help you out. What is wrong with you? Leave her alone before I find out who you are and I give you the reading of Stop Bugging My Amy. This is from Mermaid Man. He always loves her, and we go to California. He just loves Amy.
But it's really important to understand this is it's a radio show. It's not, and that's the difference between a radio show reading, which is just a really little mini reading where we just check in on the energy, and getting a private reading. And I'm not saying that just so that you'll send us all money and get readings, but it's a different reading. Sometimes readings, we let them go a little longer because there may be something that's of interest to a broad spectrum of people when the energy comes through. So anyway, but I appreciate having
I love them, and they're like, and now we got to go over here. Let's look at the other emails we're running through, and I was hitting on there. I'm going to be becoming a fan of Candy's. I decided I need a reading by her today. I could tell that she was fun. I would like to know. I can't call in today, but I'll be back. My crazy boss is watching over my shoulder, but I'll find a way to get to that cell phone. Love you guys. Elena over in Colorado. Elena, we love you. And Elena, I got to tell you something really funny. You sent me the most cutest little picture, but I know that that's not you. So I don't know if you want me to read that person or what, but I did send that back to you and asked a real polite thing. If you want me to read the emails, you've got to go send it to Psychic Jethro or JethroSmith.net and get on. But you sent me a picture, and I want to tease you. Aletta, I've listened to you on the phone, so I picked up your energy. You sent me a person that's very strong, green energy, and very sad, and I will read that person. But I apologize when I didn't understand that you sent, usually I have you write a question, and just reading the aura, that person has been passed for 2 years. So just letting you know, Aletta, I've sent you enormous emails. It's been about a month. I don't want you to think I forgot you. Sometimes AOL fights with me. We are grabbing the phones and grabbing Candy. Candy, you're in the middle of this wild party, and we're so glad to have you. Rosa Maria, you get to deal with the wild, the one, the only Candy Emery. How are you, Rosa Maria?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I love you put that on there. I saw that go up on the Skype. I'm like, Rosa Maria's ready to read. Just love it. And you got, what do you think today? I mean, you're one of our strongest fans. You always advocate these wild Amy and these strong women. What do you think with her and Candy today?
Good. Very good reading.
Oh, we love
and
you.
And I'm in New York, too. I called in often and say, I'm here.
And you're here in New York. There's, they come in.
Well, I'm in Italy.
Oh, my God.
Italy.
Oh, I want to go.
I've been here already a month today.
I got to ask you this, and you're going to laugh at me, Rosa Maria. A friend of mine just came back and rubbed it in my nose because I chose Virgin Islands over Italy for my vacation. I'm going to go to Italy soon, someday. But they told me that they take 6 weeks off over there, that stores and shops just close, because in Italy, the Italians believe that everyone needs to have that time off of vacation, and they just close things down and go when they're ready. Is that true?
In August. They usually do like a week or maybe 2 weeks in August. It's like a holiday thing for August for here. But also here for Sunday and Monday where I'm at right now. Sunday and Thursdays are closed, the stores.
They love us. Amy, let's go over there. We need to be in Italy. We fit in. We need some time off. Me and Amy are always working. Yes, and Rosamaria, we got a question here for our wild and wonderful Candy here. We'll do real quick, and then we'll go on.
Sure. Being that you guys were doing the karma thing, and I know who my karma is, but he's being a pain in the ass right now. So I'm like...
Twin flame.
Since I've been here, so he saw me the first night I've been here, so he's been being a pain in the butt. So I didn't expect him to see me the first night I was here. So since then, he's been a pain in my butt. Okay. And the last time I saw him was yesterday, too.
Okay, Rose Maria, I got the cards I pulled for you from the angels are listen to your intuitive feelings. Your body is receiving accurate messages from the divine. And be willing to forgive. Ask the angels to clear your mind and body to pass pain in exchange for peacefulness. So this is kind of like what I pulled this even before you asked your question, so these cards are already answering your question. You need to listen to what you feel inside, and you also need to, like, be willing to forgive it. Like, put it on a piece of paper, write it all down, all the, the pain, the hurt, everything, and crumple it up and throw it away. And just say, here, universe, take it. I'm ready to release it. So this is what I was getting with it, even before you asked your question.
Oh, cool. Whoa, look at it go. Rosa Maria, you have a good time over there. Keep a seat open. You never know with me. I love you guys over there. Congratulations that you're over there in the wild time, and we're running out of time. I'm going to just thank you guys for calling in, and we love all of you. You rock. We are here, and it is Jethro and Amy and Candy today. We're doing an hour show. We've got a lot of friends. I know some of you guys didn't. Remember to put your ideas and thoughts. We are working on a time. Like I said, Saturdays is, and that's something that you can send it, and I'll send it on to Amy, or you can write to Amy. Amy, would you give them your email? Because we've got people wanting to know questions. If you just tell your email over there, if that's okay for you.
Uh-huh, yep, and I actually have a new email that I use just for readings, and it's A Mermaid, but it's Amy, A-M-Y, R, Maid. Amy, R, Maid at gmail.com.
And I'll put it in the chat. It's a little play on words.
Very good. Thank you. And we're going to let Amy know that. We've got a lot of topics. I've had it put down. Can I sleep with a ghost? I've been having an affair. I think you have a succubus. There is such things as this. The person's writing down that they've had an affair with a ghost in Brooklyn, and they are madly in love. Is it unreasonable to be in love with a ghost? I know that this sounds really odd. My family are talking about counseling. It doesn't sound like a bad idea, but yet I feel like I really am in love with her. Why should I have to let my ghost go? We will talk about these topics and many more on Saturdays, and we're going to be promoting this like heavy. You guys come in. You've got Candy. You've got Amy. And we're looking for one more, which we'll be promoting that out. We are looking probably for a male. I know Elijah was someone that we talked with and has asked to, he would like to look at some of the shows. We do promote so everyone knows. We usually have one really strong day. Now, you will see me do hosting, or you'll see Amy do a couple days of hosting. But the regular guests, we just have one day. So later on, that's going to change. We'll have other people doing it. We just want to keep it down. So those of you fans, write in what you want, how you've got it. We are switching around. Mondays is changing. Tuesdays is changing. Obviously, Wednesdays is changing. We've had a lot of people. Gaetano over there in Italy is one of Amy's favorite fans. Gaetano Vivo, we love you. You, Gaetano, you always make us laugh. I said it right.
I love him.
He's writing in from the angel card readers and the fun of it. Let's talk about Reiki. When I worked with Amy, she was the one who rocked the show. Those
that's
are the
so
people
sweet.
That we got.
That, and that's also not even, that's only half true because he rocked the other half of the show.
She's such a modest girl. That's why we love you, Amy. Amy's the one. We have all of our awards. We're going to be giving out the Psychics Gone Wild. You know, they did the Emmys, the Oscars. We're going to be doing the Wildits. So we're going to give out the Wildits for you guys. Amy is the holder of the most Facebook friends in one day. Amy came on and went on A1R radio with us. We did a show called Psychics Gone Wild and Living in the Psychic Realm I used to do over there. Amy went on and the East Coast went nuts. And we had over 4,000 people on our site. We now are 11,000, those of you who are checking, and a lot of that's Amy's fans. And it was Amy went on the show, and we did a supernatural show. It was on supernatural, believe in it. Send in these topics. Amy and Amy will work on it. You know, you've got to let us know. We have other people, and we love you. See everybody
bye.
Next time.
Yeah, I can't wait for